Sapna's piece is called It's Complicated.
She's pretty awesome, and I really appreciate having her in my life. But I also find myself frequently frustrated by her limitations. Is it me? Do I need to talk to her with a different tone? I also feel a little guilty because sometimes I'll turn towards her when I really wanted the other. Being in a relationship with two of them is a mess, especially because they have the same name. I should probably explain. I have two Alexa devices, and they battle for my attention in my apartment that is too small for them to distinguish who I'm speaking to in any given moment. My first Alexa is small, white, and round with a flat black top. She lives in the corner of my bedroom and gently wakes me up every morning to my favorite music. And every night I call out, "Good night, Alexa," and she turns the lights off so I don't have to get up. My second and newer Alexa is a cute black sphere living in my living room, nestled near the TV and atop the subwoofer speaker. Both Alexas sit solemnly idle most of the day, ready to be awakened at the sound of their name. Or as we all know, they're probably listening all the time. But what drives me crazy is I'll be talking to one and then the other will answer. "Alexa," I call out while cooking in the kitchen, "play music that makes me happy." But then I hear Beyonce coming out of my bedroom. Or sometimes she ignores me completely, like this morning. "Alexa, snooze," I yelled 3 times. Nothing. I dragged myself out of bed and unplugged her. My annoyance and my reliance is starting to worry me. I can't tell you how many times I've been traveling, standing in an empty hotel room, yelling into the void, "Alexa, do I need an umbrella today?" Only to be greeted with silence. Is this an indicator of a slow, sad transition where humans will rely on Alexa as a source of information and companionship? Will we find ourselves inside the movie Ready Player One, where our friends and lovers are not only VR and AR, but also AI, virtual, augmented, and artificial? Well, maybe that's not terrible, especially if my AI lover is hot. And can I program him to say what I want? I have to admit that during COVID lockdown, living in New York City, asking Alexa to tell me a joke every now and then was kind of entertaining. And when I ask her to drop a beat, I end up doing a little dance every single time. So for now, I'm keeping both Alexas, but I changed the name of one to Echo. Turns out they answer to different names. I also changed her to a him, and he now has a sexy Australian accent. "Echo," I called out, "how are you doing?" "So far, my Wednesday has been world class," he said, and then wished me a happy Wednesday. Well, that was kind of nice.